I wish to impart to you basically my feelings about what the Word of God is. There'll be some of these things in this audio that are not included in the various papers that I've written. This morning, somewhere around 4 o'clock, during the heavy rain, I suddenly remembered, as I have many times over the past 30, 40 years, some of the passages of Scripture that I've read that have just been awesome, not to overuse that word. They mean a great deal to me. A couple of them, I have been literally just knocked off my feet, filled to the brim, to the max with the Holy Spirit. Every cell in my body would vibrate. And I thought I was going to die, literally. I may have been, who knows? Don't know whether these passages, these scriptures, will mean that much to you, but they might. You're my seed, so they might. Here they are. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 1 through 2. Isaiah, all of chapter 2. Isaiah 43, 1 through 4. All of Isaiah 26. All of Ezekiel 9. Jeremiah 50. The letters to the ecclesia in the Revelation by John, all of the book of Hebrews, all of the book of James, which, by the way, was the first book chronologically to be written in the New Testament. The second was Galatians. Third was Matthew. The other one is the book of Matthew, mostly the words of Jesus himself. And John, written some 60 years after Jesus was died and was resurrected and ascended. Psalm 50. In saying these things about what the word means to me, only the Holy Spirit, enables you to be quickened. That is, quick means brought to life. That is done three ways, at least three ways. One is by reading the word daily, two, by studying it, and three, by being obedient to the understanding that it gives you when you do read and study it. All translations are man-derived, thus they are flawed. One must use cross-references of Scripture against Scripture, lexicons, dictionaries, commentaries, and even a good thesaurus, such as Roget, to ferret out the truth and the real meaning. Then on top of that, you add meditation early in the morning and the pondering of what you just read. The Old Testament and the New Testament are both badly out of order chronologically, in the order in which they were written. It is best to study those books as they are written chronologically to grasp what I call the progressive revelation that's within them. You can Google up chronological order of the Bible, books of the Bible, and it'll tell you. There are many bad ones. The good ones, John MacArthur is one. If it doesn't say Job on the Old Testament and doesn't say James and Galatians on the New, then discard it and go to one that does. It is best to listen or to read those people who are time-tested teachers, such as Leonard Ravenhill, A.W. Tozer. Those two are my favorites. John MacArthur. Arthur Ryle, R-Y-L-E. Arthur Pink and A.W. Ryle, Smith Wigglesworth, T. Austin Sparks, again one of my favorites. Then, depending on primarily on what the Spirit wants to tell you, and not what somebody else thinks that you need to know or thinks that you need to be doing, and you'll have those throughout your entire life. Well, you need to do this. Trust your Spirit-given EWS, your Spirit-given early warning system as to what is true and not true when you read or study. To what he tells you applies to you alone. Do not listen to these well-meaning people, you oughta, and saying you oughta, you oughta, you oughta. Well, this is what you oughta do. Just smile and walk off. Always ask Lord God questions about anything that you encounter in his word. Expect an answer. But do not try to prescribe the time, nor the mode, the content, nor the answer itself. As Paul says, the word is foolishness to the world, but it is the power of God to us who believe. Indeed, that is true. One truly born again by the Holy Spirit will hunger for the word. Period. Said another way, if the Spirit of God dwells in you, he will hunger for the very word that he inspired to be written in the first place. To say otherwise is foolishness. I have been totally filled and saturated upon reading, just simple reading of the Bible. One was Isaiah 43, the other Ezekiel 9. Countless times I have been supernaturally quickened by him. Just simple reading throughout the Word, old and new. Insights, understanding, direction, answer to questions, the solving of problems, guidance through tough sailing when I was a young man. But these blessings do not come by osmosis. They don't come usually by another man's preaching, although occasionally it might. Nor do they come just simply by wishing that God would say something, send you down a black and white piece of paper hung on a coat hanger from heaven. God already has spoken, and he does not stutter, nor does he repeat himself. Countless men and women have died horrible deaths in order to bring you the word, particularly one that's written in English, William Tyndale, or to preserve it, or to defend it. One good commentary I have found here recently is Nachmanides, Nachmanides, otherwise known as Ramban, Ramban, is written about 1150, primarily in the Old Testament, just commentary. As Jesus said, his words are life. They sustain you, they keep you alive, and they keep you healthy. If you want to be healthy, both physically and mentally, you must read, study, and devour the word. There is simply no other substitute. Make notes when you're reading in the margins as to the date, situation, the answer, the rhema, which means a personal word, a feeling of whatever happened when you were reading. You will be amazed later on. All totaled, these notes that you write in the margin will become stones of remembrance to you and to God, which will encourage you and build you up and build your faith up during the down times. David the psalmist lavished his thanks and his praise for the part of the word that he had, which was only a fraction of what you have. The Pentateuch, first five books of the Old Testament, was probably all he had. He might have had, Proverbs hadn't been written. Well, his son wrote those. He maybe had Esther. A few of those were preserved. So many, many praises and insights have been written over the past millennia by so many people. I could speak of what he's done for me. One was How to Rear a Family. I read it, obeyed, and it worked. If you hear nothing else from me, if you understand nothing else that I've written, hear this. Forsake not the diligent reading and studying of the Word. It will literally keep you alive.